Microsoft spent Build 2026 trying to make one thing clear. It wants a bigger share of the AI stack, and it wants it on its own terms. According to Storyboard 18, the company rolled out new AI models, agent-driven tools, and specialized hardware, all aimed at reducing dependence on outside partners and tightening its grip on the developer experience. That puts Microsoft in a more direct contest with OpenAI and Anthropic, not just as a distributor of models, but as a builder of the full platform. This is TSL, Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. Let's get into it. The biggest story today is Microsoft's broad build push, because it's not just one product announcement, it's a strategy shift. According to Storyboard 18, Microsoft introduced a mix of new models, agent tools, and hardware designed to make its ecosystem more self-contained and more competitive. The practical takeaway is that developers may get more options inside Microsoft's stack, from model choice to workflow automation to the devices those systems run on. That matters because the AI market is increasingly about control over distribution, pricing, and integration, not just raw model quality. If Microsoft can offer a tighter package, it can keep more enterprise customers inside its cloud and software environment. For listeners, the key question is whether this makes AI development cheaper and easier, or just more locked into one vendor's ecosystem. There's also a serious security story today, and it comes from research that shows how AI can be used to make dangerous software more effective. According to the New York Times, scientists at the University of Toronto found a way to supercharge computer worms with AI, potentially helping hackers build programs that can target known flaws across the world's computers. The concern here is not a theoretical future threat. It's about using current AI systems to accelerate exploitation of vulnerabilities that already exist. That changes the conversation around cyber defense, because defenders are now dealing with tools that can help attackers scale faster and adapt more quickly. It also raises pressure on software vendors and security teams to patch faster, monitor more aggressively, and assume that automated attack tooling is getting better. For anyone running connected systems, this is a reminder that AI is now part of the offensive security toolkit too. Another major thread today is the gap between AI hype and what the technology actually delivers in the workplace. According to CBC News, research shows AI agents are still lagging far behind human workers, with one major AI infrastructure and software company saying the agents fail to produce professionally acceptable work more than 19 times out of 20. That lands right in the middle of the current wave of layoffs tied to AI adoption, which is why the story is getting so much attention. The debate is not whether companies are experimenting with agents, because they clearly are, but whether those systems are ready to replace people at scale. CBC News also notes that some analysts see the layoffs as being justified with AI language, even when the tools themselves are still immature. For workers and managers alike, the issue is whether companies are cutting headcount because the tech is ready or because the narrative around automation is moving faster than the results. Wall Street is also moving deeper into the AI agent era, and Morgan Stanley is one of the clearest examples so far. According to CNBC, the bank plans to open its trillion-dollar wealth management funnel to AI agents, making it one of the earliest major financial institutions to let external AI tools interact with its platform. That is a big deal because wealth management is a highly regulated, high-trust environment where access is usually tightly controlled. If Morgan Stanley proceeds, it could become a template for how large banks let AI assist with client workflows, data retrieval, and service automation without handing over the whole operation. It also signals that enterprise AI is moving beyond chat interfaces and into real business systems with real money attached. For the broader market, this is another sign that financial firms are testing how far they can go with agent access while still keeping compliance and oversight intact. In the business AI race, Meta is making its own move with a new enterprise-focused agent. According to the Journal Record, Meta launched a business AI agent designed to help companies automate operations across WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram, with a global enterprise push in mind. That matters because Meta already owns some of the most widely used communication channels in the world, and this gives it a way to turn those channels into business infrastructure. The pitch is straightforward. Let companies use AI to handle customer interactions and routine tasks where people are already messaging every day. It also puts Meta more directly into competition with other enterprise AI providers that are trying to own customer service and workflow automation. For businesses, the appeal is reach. For Meta, the opportunity is turning consumer platforms into a serious B2B revenue stream. Quick hit, Google also has a fresh model out today. According to the Google blog, Gemma 412b is a unified multimodal model built to bring high-performance AI directly to a laptop, which keeps the focus on smaller, more portable deployment. That fits the broader trend toward efficient models that can run closer to the user instead of only in giant cloud setups. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether Microsoft's build announcements turn into actual developer adoption, because that will tell us whether this is a platform reset or just a flashy conference week. Also, watch how regulators and security teams respond to the University of Toronto research, since AI-assisted worm creation could push cyber defense higher on the agenda fast. That is TSL, bite-sized for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.